You're on The Burt Show.
This was kind of cool because I had set this up and Jeff had no idea who he was going to be interviewing. But I knew he was a big King of Queens fan. So having Leah Remini on the show was just the best for him.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jeff.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Leah Remini from King of Queens.
Yeah, I told you you'd get it.
How many seconds?
I told you you'd get it within 10, man.
That's not fair because I have a very deep man voice.
Thank you very much for calling. I'll watch you tonight on the show. We'll talk to you later.
You got 9 more minutes to kill, my friend. You better start talking.
How are you?
Good.
This is very cool, because King of Queens, as anybody who listens to the show knows, is one of my favorite shows.
Oh, you're so sweet.
No, he's not.
How many seasons is this for you guys?
Season 5.
And Kevin James has got to be a huge blast to work with.
He is. He's so much funnier in real life. Yeah, no, he's hysterical.
How many people come up to you, and of those people, what is the percentage that you want to kill who say, oh, my God, we're just like you guys on the show?
Oh, my God. It's so funny because it's like I look at the – she's like, oh, you're me, and I'm Kev. You know, and I go, does she actually think she's me?
Right.
You know, and he's Doug. You know, it's so funny. But, hey, you know, I think what people refer to is their relationship. You know, I mean, we are everybody's relationship. You know, we're just a normal couple, you know. Which is why I love the show so much. You know, there's no, like, you know, crazy concept. It's just a couple.
Would there be any chance, really, I mean, in real life, like, you know, hottie chick like you...
Thank you.
...falls for UPS big fat guy?
I was saying this. It's very, very normal, especially being from the East Coast and a borough, that, you know, a petite girl would be with a bigger guy. It's very, very normal. That's why I think, like, the East Coast has no problem, you know what I mean, with the show and the concept of the show, because it's very normal.
Because in Atlanta, we're so pretentious, it makes no sense to us at all, you know?
No, that's not true.
Oh, it is, I'm telling you.
Now, you have to forgive me, because I didn't have any time to do research.
Honey, it's really okay.
Well, now, you obviously, the show is King of Queens, but you sound a little Brooklyn.
Is that... Oh, is there a difference?
There's a little difference.
Is there a difference between Queens and Brooklyn accent?
A little bit. The Brooklyn accent or the Queens accent is a lot stronger.
Oh, is not.
You're gonna fight with Leah Remini?
Yeah, and Jeff coming from upstate New York.
I'm sure you guys didn't fight with Alyssa when you had her on.
No, we didn't.
I'm sure you were nicer to your guests.
Where are you from, and where do you live now?
I'm from Bensonhurst.
Okay.
Brooklyn, and I live in L.A.
Now, he's looking for an exact address, if you could give him that now.
No, it was just enough for her to say she was from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
No, because I did that. Well,
do you like L.A.? Because you seem like such like the down-to-earth, cool, I'd hang out with you person in New York, and then you go out to L.A., and there is a lot of that showbiz Hollywood thing going on.
I don't really get involved with that. I mean, no. my family's here, so it's like, you know, I mean, it's not pretentious at all. My mother could care less what I do. She makes me bus tables at a restaurant here.
You feel like a little fish out of water a little bit in L.A.?
No, I like it here because it's very relaxed living. I mean, in New York, you have to walk everywhere. 10 blocks is not, like, abnormal.
To me
now, 10 blocks, I could cry. I try to get a cab in New York. The guy asked me where I was going. I go, I give him the address. He goes, it's 4 blocks. And I was like all embarrassed, but I was trying to act like I was very busy and very important, you know. He's like, sweetheart, I can't get you a cab for 4 blocks.
Leah Remini from King of Queens on
Q100. What's your status as far as being married or single or boyfriend?
Boyfriend, yeah. 8 years.
8 years?
Yeah.
How come he's not married? You guys aren't married yet.
Time for the pressure cooker, isn't it?
I don't know. You know, we're not married because, I don't know, I think because we're actors and you know, I really want him to be focused on his career and doing what he's got to do as opposed to, like, I got to make Leah happy.
You know what? I'd like to retract that last question, too, because I was, I dated my girlfriend for 5 years before we got engaged and got married. And I vowed about 6 months into that and about the 3,000th time when I was asked, so when are you going to get married? You guys are dating now, that I would never ask anyone that question, so I apologize.
No, it's really okay. It doesn't bother me. But, I mean, when the time is right, the time is right. I just want him to be more, you know, settled in his own career. Not that I won't take a ring. I don't mind being engaged.
Would it be an actor that we know?
Oh, no. I mean, not by name. Okay. But I think you would know. Yeah, no, he's a sweetheart. His name is Angelo.
What has he been in? Could you tell us, like, he's like the body bag in ER one night or something?
Yeah, right. No, he was in, what's the movie with John Travolta and Halle Berry?
Swordfish.
Yeah, he was in Swordfish. He was Don Cheadle's sidekick.
Oh, okay.
And he was in a movie called Dance With Me. I'm sure you all seen that. That was a joke.
who's funnier on the show in real life, Kevin James or Jerry Stiller?
Oh, God. Well, Kevin's raunchier, and Jerry can come out with some zingers, you know, once in a while that he just floors everybody. I don't know. I spend more time with Kevin, you know, because Jerry lives in New York, and most of my scenes are with Kevin. But if I'm not in a scene with Kevin, I get depressed because he makes me pee.
He's peeing funny. Tell Jeff about Tonight's Show, because I read it, and it looks really funny.
Oh, Tonight's Show is about... Carrie decides to start praying to get what she wants, and Doug is very much against that, you know, praying for things that you want, that it's not important. And then, you know, his Jets are playing, so then I think he jumps on board with that.
Then it's time to start praying.
Then it starts to start praying.
Hey, yeah. Were you up for the role of Monica in Friends?
Yeah, I was.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
and so were 100,000 other girls, you
right.
know what I mean?
Are you?
But, go ahead.
Now that if you sit back and you watch Friends and you see the show, are you happy with the way things worked out?
Absolutely. I mean, they have their perfect cast, you know, and I'm really quite proud of them that they've stuck together as a group. You know, it's very rare, you know, as you guys know in Hollywood, to have that kind of solidarity between actors, you know.
So sure.
It's really like a beautiful thing.
But, Leah, between you and I, you know, just, you know, I'll keep this between us. Their time's up. It's time for them to go, right? I mean, it's 9 seasons now. Bye-bye.
I don't know. Do you think so? I mean, I don't know. You know what? I think if people still like the show, they should stay as long as people will have them, you know. That's the way we feel, too. You know, we're surprised people have watched our show this long, and we're, you know, it's... Listen, could you imagine, like, not... tomorrow morning not having your show?
Yeah, actually.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, at times you feel like, screw this. I hate these people. I hate the smell of the studio. I hate everything. But then if it went away, it would be, like, weird and sad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like your family. It's like your second family. So I say God bless them. If they go another 10 years, let them go, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's been so cool talking to you.
Oh, thank you.
You are by far and away the coolest chick in Hollywood. Just know that.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you, sweetie.
And just for the record, I think you're hotter than Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, bull.
I think you were a better surprise guest than Alyssa Milano.
Oh, I love you.
Have a great day, Leah.
Save
okay,
that.
You guys too.
See you. Bye now.
Save
bye,
that.
Honey.
Save that.
That she said she loved you?
Yes.
You're on The Burt Show.